When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch with Steve Bertrand, sponsored by Wintrust, Chicago's bank, on 720 WGN.
Bill Geiger is in the studio. Our conversations with Bill are sponsored by Geiger Wealth Management. Welcome back to the Biz Lunch.
Good to be here. Nice to see you, sir.
So Terry Savage was here on Wednesday, and we were watching the Fed. The Fed came out, and they said that they weren't going to raise their benchmark interest rate at this meeting, but also hinted pretty strongly that they probably will a couple of times before the year's out, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you're around retirement age, what does that mean for you, or what should you watch there?
Well, what I'm about to tell you is not my opinion. This is basically physics. When interest rates go up, and most economists, and I agree with this, that they're going up. When interest rates go up, if you own a bond in your retirement portfolio in any way, shape, or form, the value of that, the price of that is going to go down. Mm-hmm. So people who own bonds when interest rates are going up are going to lose money. So if you're getting close to retirement, and historically we've been taught what? You get close to retirement, take money out of stock and put it into
bonds. Right.
It's not going to protect you. It's going to hurt you. You're actually going to lose money.
Interest rates have been going up very slowly. So have we seen any of this?
We begin to see it. I wrote an article for Fortune magazine about just this topic. It was over a year ago. And we've seen people losing money in their bond portfolios already.
Right. So
particularly, and let me just mention,
sure, absolutely.
If you've got a 401k plan, and you've got a target date fund or a target retirement fund like the something company 2020 fund, those are filled with bonds. And they're generally filled with junk bonds, Steve, which is even worse on the downside.
Do you like those targeted bonds?
No, I don't.
Right.
No, I don't. Because people...
So if I can just explain to people, so say you're 40 and you want to retire, people will put together a fund, and then they'll monitor it and change it as you get older automatically.
Yeah, they'll change it automatically. A lot of people, because investing is a kind of a tough gig, right? They're like, surely Vanguard or Fidelity or somebody can do this better than me. So they choose the date they're going to retire, the 2030 fund. And what happens is the mutual fund company automatically moves money from stocks into bonds as they get closer to retirement. So people think, well, I'm getting more conservative. I'm getting safer. But it's not true. They're loading up in these fund companies are loading up with bonds, especially junk bonds. And Steve, what's going to happen is folks are going to lose money that didn't think they were going to.
So is the relative security of the bond is not worth the risk of losing?
Well, it's not risk. I mean, it's virtually assured
the reality, that
you're going to lose money. And part of our process when we sit down with people to put together a retirement plan is we analyze their current portfolio using an institutional version of Morningstar, and it tells us exactly what that bond risk is.
And you point out 401ks. There are a lot of funds, right? Because you want to balance your 401k, so you're going to be in bonds.
The 401ks are notorious for having target retirement funds in them, and people just throw their money and they forget about it, and it's dangerous.
And so what would you have people do? What should we be doing these times of rising rates?
First of all, understand exactly what you own. I mean, before you can make any adjustments, any recommendations, you better understand what you own.
Right.
And that's the first thing I'd recommend.
Which sounds so silly, but as you're talking to me and you brought up the retirement funds, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not sure about myself. I mean, I think I know what I own, but I don't.
Yeah, if you're listening, or Steve, you do this yourself. Check in your 401k plan.
Oh, now you want me to check my 401k.
Yeah, not the value, because it went up this morning. Okay, I want you to check to see if you own those.
Okay, and see what's there.
And you really shouldn't at this time.
All right, so that's good advice.
Okay, so Steve, listen, if folks are listening and they're kind of wondering about their retirement portfolios, we have a really neat piece of software. It's by Morningstar. It's an institutional version. And on a complimentary basis, we can help them understand exactly how much risk there is in their portfolio. And if you're in your late 50s, the number one thing on your mind should be, how much risk do I have? And then how do I control that risk? And then how do I create income for the rest of my life?
What percentage of us understand what risk we're at?
Very small.
Yeah.
A lot of people have an itchy feeling in the back of their neck, but when they see the results of the reports we do, it's quite a surprise to a lot of folks.
Bill Geiger, great to see you. Let's talk again.
Good to see you, sir.